I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and you are listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, hold it!
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel's show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational,
entertainical, this is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 4th of October, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tangle of fine orbits, the seeker of charts, and the reason we have a mature audience warning against the top of the show, Hellspin Jenna!
Hail and greetings!
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the Endgame Chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, get our social links, and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Doing good.
Outside of your phone screwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Elkman a brand new phone. What is it? The LG2?
GX2. It's got dual processors in it.
GX2. The thing's fast. I mean really freaking fast. When I hit a thing for me to update my status, it takes like 10 seconds for it to come up. I swear the thing comes up before I hit the friggin' button on hers. It's real fast. The only problem is, it's shutting itself off.
Well, it's got that, it goes dark, it snoozes, and you're supposed to tap the on-off button, and sometimes it don't work.
Yeah.
I just tap it and tap, and nothing, zip. Zorro, and then, it's alive again. It decided to wake up. Mm. I don't know.
So, so we're going to return that.
And it was weird. It started up, like it had been shut off, and it started up by itself.
A reboot.
Does that make any sense?
You know, that almost sounds like it's overheating somehow.
But it doesn't feel hot.
I don't know. Mine overheats every once in a while, and it just reboots itself. So, anyway, so Thursday we'll go back to the store and,
the difference between just rebooting and just sort of not coming on, and all of a sudden, oh, I'll wake up now.
Yeah, so we'll return that and get you a new one.
It's possessed.
Yes.
And it does that just about every time during the day. In the afternoon it will do it.
Weird. So, yeah, we'll get that replaced for you Thursday when we can go down. And, yeah. Okay. Got some interesting, weird news. I do watch the news in the morning. Just thought I'd put some of this out there. Madonna will be doing the halftime show for the Super Bowl this year. I think that's weird. I think, don't get me wrong, I like Madonna. I think she's a bit past her prime, though.
You just don't see her as a halftime gal.
No, I'm... I mean, she was great in her day and all, but really, Madonna?
You don't think she's still hot?
She's a good looking woman, but I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard anything out of her in like 20 years. Well, maybe not 20 years, but at least 10. I don't know if she's still got it. I don't know.
You don't think she's a MILF?
Have you seen her in a tank top, hon? I have seen pictures of her in a tank top. The woman is not aging well.
No, I have not seen any pictures of her in anything lately.
Yeah, I have seen her in, you know, some of those celebrity rags. They got them all over the break room at work. And woman is not aging well. Which is unfortunate, because she was one of the hottest women in the world in the 80s, God. And 90s, for that matter. But, yeah, maybe it's London life. Maybe it's life in England that's doing it to her.
Is that where she's at?
Yeah, I mean, she married, she married some director guy. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But he was a director in England. And, yeah, she moved over there and immediately started speaking with a British accent, which the Brits were like, come on, really?
Little forced, right?
Yeah, a little forced. Okay, you know what? You got your English accent training from, like, Mary Poppins. It ain't working.
Mary Poppins and Madonna just don't kind of go together to me.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I mean, Dick Van Dyke, fantastic comedic actor in his day, didn't have the greatest English accent. Brits look at him like, oh, how cute.
They're blaming it on the food. So, well, you go to England, you eat the food, and then automatically start speaking with a British accent?
No, that's probably why she looks bad.
The bangers and mash do it?
Could be. I mean, most of the food in the British Isles, you know, Scotland and England and Ireland, was basically done on a dare, I think.
Like haggis.
I bet you won't eat that. Ah, you did! Put it on the menu!
Oh. I would think haggis would be right up there.
Oh, God. Heart, what is it? Is beef heart, liver, all this kind of stuff stuffed into a stomach and boiled?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
With spices. There's spices in there, too.
We're not going to do that, okay? Is that all right with you?
You sure? It's supposed to be really good.
I'm pretty damn sure.
Haggis! Put hair on your chest. I guess you talk like an Irishman when you start eating it, too.
Yeah, you know, maybe the Scottish accent isn't really an accent. Maybe it's just...
Scottish or is Irish?
Haggis is Scottish.
Oh, well, Scottish accent, sorry.
Maybe the Scottish accent is actually a repulsion to the food. Hey, my, I think I'll try this haggis.
Hey, what the hell is that?
I don't know. I'm not good at Scottish. Anyway.
That works.
Eh, whatever.
Haggis.
Okay, so Madonna... I don't know.
Halftime, girl.
Halftime, I don't know. I mean, how can you follow up Janet Jackson's tit being exposed?
I was going to say, you don't think, you know, they're going to want to do a wardrobe you're not looking forward to a wardrobe malfunction on Madonna.
I would not want to see a wardrobe malfunction on Madonna at this point. 20 years ago, people would have paid for it. I mean, if she would have done the halftime show 20 years ago, it would have been like, nip slip, nip slip, nip slip, nip slip. Yeah. But no, I seriously don't want to see that now.
They will pay her to keep her clothes on. Okay.
At this point, she might, yeah. Okay, local weird news, weird and creepy news.
Weird and creepy?
Weird and creepy.
I like that.
First, let me ask us, because I don't know, and I haven't really had time to look it up. Is the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization still going on?
As far as I know, yeah. I think I know what you're going to talk about. I think I heard that too, and I thought,
Yeah, this guy locally around here in Washington put out an ad in a newspaper saying, "Hey, I'm retired. I have money. I would like to be a big brother to your little girl." You know, and he specified 8 or 9 year old little girl. The problem is, come to find out, this perv has prior convictions of indecent exposure to minors and a conviction of child pornography.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, let's not do that. Bad.
Oh my God, I can't believe he had the
He had the balls to do this.
No brains to do that.
And we know he had the balls to do it because he exposed them to those kids about 20 years ago.
Yeah, but...
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what a moron.
Oh, my God. That is just... Yeah, Darwin needs to come in and do something to that person.
So he's now wondering... I mean, okay. It's weird. It's weird. It's wrong on many levels. It's creepy. Putting the ad in the newspaper was not illegal. So the police are investigating him, making sure he doesn't have any weird stuff in the closet. And...
Yeah, shake time time. Shake down time.
Yeah, he's going to be investigated. Other than that, no charges are being pressed at this point.
I heard a small interview with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that this morning.
He's apologetic for doing that, and he was just, you know...
Well, apparently he got, like, one serious reply, and a whole bunch of neighbors calling him up, calling him a pervert.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Trying to pass it off as being, you know, well, it was just an innocent thing, and I just wanted to be a dad, and...
I didn't. I never had the daughter I wanted.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, was the daughter you wanted, you know, one of those kids from freaking Toddlers and Tiaras?
I don't know.
Quite possibly.
But yeah, this morning I went, oh.
And Toddlers and Tiaras, oh my, what the fuck are these people thinking?
I don't know. You know, you get on me for watching it, but I keep telling you.
It's a
like,
train wreck.
It's watching a train wreck. You can't look away. I mean, it is just, yeah.
How depraved are these parents going to get? Find out in 5 minutes.
That's basically why I watch it sometimes, just to see how far these guys are going to go. Like, putting a bra on a little girl to make her look more like...
Our little girl looks so beautiful.
Some of these little girls are just... Why are they putting... It's not a beauty contest anymore. I think it's more like, how much can I get my daughter to look like a hooker?
And you know, these are the parents that are going to be just shocked beyond belief. They're the ones that's going to be on TV. I can't believe my little girl got kidnapped and sexually assaulted. Who would have guessed? Everyone who watches the show!
Yeah. And I don't know. Well, if they're going to do a beauty contest anymore, why can't they just put the kids up there to be beautiful on their own? Why do they have to have wigs that are bigger than their heads? A pound of makeup on their face where they don't look like an innocent child anymore. They look like a 24-year-old, you know?
Okay.
That needs to be working in Vegas.
All right, I'm going to come out with something here that no one knows about me. My mom loves telling this story when I don't look at her like I'm going to string her up. My mom put me into baby beauty contest when I was a little kid.
Well, you were probably a cute little kid.
But I was like 6 months old, and it was one of those, you know, cute baby contest things.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as she didn't dress you up in a cellar suit or something. And...
I have no idea. I don't think she ever had any pictures done or anything like that. But yeah, I guess it was like one contest. I didn't win. We moved on.
Oh, yeah, Ches saying that they dance around with pelvic thrusts.
Oh, yeah, that's
freaking... Yeah, they dance around like little slutty hooks, little slutty dances, and it's... You know, I don't understand this.
Our little daughter just turned 16 and wants to go into a career of stripping. I don't understand.
Maybe because that's all she knows. Fucking people.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that's why I kind of watch it, to see what these... And these little kids... They think that, sounds like a lot of them are spoiled.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them are just spoiled brats. All right, so let's see here. Speaking of,
you in a sailor suit.
No. Speaking of, doing shit for money and prostitution, let's talk about what's new in the marketplace.
There's something I am so...
Ooh, there's a new Pegasus.
So tempted to have. Because I think it's so killer.
All right, hon.
And it is the Crimson Nightmare Pegasus. I mean, this sucker.
I am buying
rocks.
That one right now.
Huh?
I'm buying it right now.
Oh, my God. You've always wanted something.
I have always wanted a flaming horse, and this is a fucking flaming Pegasus. It's mine, baby. I'm paying for it. I just saw this for the first time. Let me see here. Add funds. Payment source.
Would you wait until there's a double thingy?
Nah, fuck that. I'm getting it right now.
He's obsessed with having glasses.
This is what I've been waiting for.
I know. You've been dying to have that. I mean, we tried to think of ways to get him one. Like, oh, well, maybe if you betrayed, you could buy it. Whoops. You know, the flaming horse and ride it. But no, they had to make it city specific. If you're not from Freeport, you can't ride the horse. And it's like, damn, there foils that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Damn, I can't.
Why?
You're going to have to give me station cash, damn it. Or buy it for me. I just bought a shitload of groceries. I don't think I got $20 left. But at least it's there. I know it's there, and I can get it.
It's there. I want it, too, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah, we'll wait till like a double station cash. But you never know when those are going to come. I've talked to Brass and those guys about it and said, no, it's never going to happen on a regular basis. When they do it, they'll like announce it a week before or something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, so they happen but that quickly, is, so just hang in there. And
but yeah, that is something I'm definitely getting. This is a must-buy for me. Or, of course,
wait till it drops a little bit, too.
If you want to buy a present for Jethel Silverwing.
No, don't. You know that somebody out there would do that.
No, don't do it. Don't. I'll get it myself.
You'll end up with five of them or something.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, don't get it for me. I will, I'll get it myself. But that is a definite buy for me. That is awesome.
Isn't that cool?
I love it. That is
freaking
awesome.
Oh, and the kilt out.
Oh, the kilt's been out.
I thought that was new today.
Let me take a look here.
Or they just released it this last week.
The Clan McNaggle?
Yes.
That's been out for over a week.
On the 29th, I thought they released it.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say. But that's been out for at least a week.
It was not out on our show last week.
Yeah, it was.
I would say no.
I'm pretty sure it was.
It was going to be out like the next day or something.
All right, I am checking.
Oh, yeah, Magic Brazier. I've got to get that. I keep forgetting that it's there, and I've got to get it.
That was there at the same time, and you mentioned that one last week.
Yeah, but not the kilt.
Pretty sure that. I'm checking the forums right now because they always make an announcement. By the way, anyone listening at Sony, I really need to get rid of this authenticator.
That bad?
I can't log on to the forums without it. I can't log into the game without it if I don't have my keys on me.
Well, that's part of the security stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't turned mine on yet.
It's not letting me remove it.
Well, I think that's going to be the way of things. Once you turn it on, that's it.
No, it has instructions on how to remove it. I follow those instructions, but it won't let me. It keeps saying that my code is incorrect. No, it's not. All right, let me see here. New marketplace. I think it's this one. Let's see.
I was going to say, what happens if you lose it or it quits working? Or
well, you'd probably
drop it in the toilet. You destroy it somehow.
Well, you probably have to call customer support. You know, prove somehow that you're
who you say you are.
That you are who you say you are. Yes, it came out last week. Same time as the Dark Plumage Cloak.
Ah, okay. Well, I thought something else was coming out later and it wasn't out yet when we did the show. Well, something else.
Don't know. But, yeah, that was out last week. So I'm right. Ha-ha!
Well, can you have more than one authenticator, or is it tied to each authenticator?
You can have more than one authenticator. One is like for one parent, one, you know, like if we wanted to control Eric's account. So, I'm the parent, I'm the guy paying for this damn thing, I have my own authenticator. That way the kid can't go, yeah, you can't have the authenticator, either you can't cut off my, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Screw you, I got my own! So, yeah. So, anyway, alright, so let's see. That's pretty much it for what's new this week, isn't it? Let me see here.
I
Marketplace Labs. Da-de-da-de-da. New marketplace items, a Crimson's Nightmare Pegasus, a new Petamorph wand that turns your pet, combat pet, that is, not not other pet, but combat pet, into a vampire lord.
Dun, dun, dun.
And another one that turns it into a Lamia. Those cute chicks with the tails.
You like those.
They're cool. But looks like that might be it for this time around. Fun, exciting adventure. But yeah, I'm definitely getting that that Pegasus. That just rocks.
I know. It does. It's so cool.
It rocks on
I
so
like
many
the
levels.
Wings on it.
Oh yeah, it looks great.
They look like bat wings. Oh, I mean, that is like kick ass.
And hello, Win-Win.
Win-Win's
she's saying
in
hi
the
to
jail.
Us. Yep. Let's see here. What the hell am I gonna do?
She'll probably want that Pegasus in pink. Pink.
Don't they have a pink Pegasus?
Well, yeah, but one with bat wings that are pink and flame that's pink. That would be kind of cool.
I guess. A little bit later on in the show, we will be playing Kiting Elquin. I'm making some adjustments to the game. Making a few adjustments to the game because we're having issues trying to get...
No one's brave enough to get on Skype or come into voice chat.
Yeah, voice chat. Yeah. So what we're going to end up doing with the new Kiting Elquin game, this edition of it anyway, what we're going to do is I'm going to be asking Elquin 10 trivia questions, and let's say she gets 7 right. The 7th person to send me a tell gets the prize. There.
Unless somebody volunteers now.
I'm not prepared for that.
Fine.
We're doing it that way.
I've already made up my mind.
Okay, all right.
And we're going to do that after our music break.
Not now.
No, not now. Let's see. So the topic of today's show was, what do you do when you're bored? Let's face it. I mean, EverQuest 2 is a good game. But sometimes, I log in and I'm just like, don't want to do that. I'm kind of bored. I'll go downstairs and watch TV.
You need to set yourself in-game goals.
Goals? That's like work.
No! Things that you'd like to do or accomplish, you know? Goals.
Still sounds like work to me.
Ah.
I mean, personally, when I get bored and I have inspiration... I like to decorate.
True.
But of course, you know, going through the house leaderboards.
Yeah.
I see just how pathetic my attempts are.
Why can't you just go and learn from them?
Oh, I do. I've taken notes. I've taken screenshots and stuff like that. But it's just like, crap! I'm such a hack compared to these guys.
Oh, please. You do very good.
I try.
Oh, I need a drink. Hold on a second.
Well, you get bored every once in a while.
Yeah, but I always find something else to do. I mean, I started doing the Chrono Mages things again, and I want to do those more.
Have they added anything to that?
I got out of whack with those, and I didn't keep up, so I need to start again. I mean, I've done them all, but I want to do them all again, because this time, when I do... I can buy the Mobby doll anytime. It isn't just within the first 24 hours after you finish it, and then the next day it's gone.
Have they added anything to that?
Not that I can see so far. I thought that there was... where is it? Is it... is it off my knowledge? No.
I don't know.
Where's the achievements? Not the... What the frig is the achievements on? In my journal? A journal. In my journal, in the achievements. I thought there was an achievement for the Chrono Mages.
I don't know. I know there's one for completing quests in certain areas.
Well, I thought there was one for the Chrono Mages.
Mm-hmm.
Eric...
Tell Eric to shut up or I'll pull the freaking computer from him.
But I could have swore there was something for the Chrono Mages, having like good faction with them or doing so many quests with them or something, and I'm not seeing it. I know that they've got stuff in here for uploading videos. If you upload a video 10 times, you get an achievement.
I have not been able to get that to work.
I haven't
even record like 10 seconds just to test it out. I recorded like 10 seconds of video, and I tell it to upload. I put in my YouTube information, and it says uploading, uploading. And like I come back an hour later, it still says this at 1%. It's not working for me. I mean, like a 10 freaking second video should only be like 1 meg. I don't know. It's just not working for me.
Yeah, I wish they would put that back in the achievements as something for the Chronomage. It gives people a reason to go do them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that and went, oh, I need to go back and do that. And I kept forgetting and got something else involved. And now I'm going back to them, and now I can't find the place where you get the achievement for it. It's like, I know it was there. I saw it once.
I'm not knowing.
But in order to do all of them, that takes almost 2 months, I believe, to do all of them. There's that many of them.
Wow.
One each day. A little over a month. And they're fun, you know. Some people have never done them. Grab a friend and say, hey, let's go do something. Let's go do a Chronomage mission. And take them with you. Have them mellow down and go have some fun in a beat-up zone, you know. Beat the mobs up in an old zone.
I hear what you're saying, and I get what you're saying. There's just something in my head that says to me, you got to 90. What the hell do you want to go back to 30 for?
Because it's
the same thing in my head that tells me no alts. Because I start doing an alt, and I'm like, I should be able to kill this damn thing easier than this. I'm out of here.
I was going to say.
Oh, someone said my least favorite word.
What?
Grind?
I hate the grind. Okay, you know what?
What's your AAs right now?
Hold on a second. I do have to say I was a little impressed with myself last night. I actually roleplayed for the first time in a while.
Gasp!
I know, I was in the Soulfire last night. Ooh, I like this! I'm visiting Arilu's Haunted Manor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a haunted house theme. This is great. She set up a, it looks like a mirror. Now she set up a room that it has a mirror in the middle of the room that's supposed to be reflecting the room you're in, but you're not in the mirror.
Yeah.
So it's one of those wispy mirrors, and she set up a room mirror imaged, you know, exactly, and just set up a wispy mirror in the center of it.
That's neat, though.
Yeah, that is neat. I'm like, there's a mirror here. Why is that there? Wait a minute. I'm not in the mirror! That is very cool. That is very nice. And that is on the leaderboards, by the way. Arilu's Hall. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I don't like grinding. Let me see how many AAs I got here. Where the hell is it? Oh, 235.
You got plenty of room for improvement there.
I know.
See, now you can go through and do all your different, you know, what sort of achievements have you? Have you done all your exploration achievements? Have you?
No.
See? There's things you can work on.
Now, see, I have cleared a lot of my maps, but the problem is I cleared them before they had achievements.
Well, go do it again.
Go on, do it again. I did actually try to clear all the quests from the Fate Arc.
Uh-huh.
To try to get that one, but then one of the quests ends up being broken, and I can't freaking finish it.
Have you tried it again?
Not in a while. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head.
Well, you should revisit it.
Yeah. Sometimes I like going around trying to find red shinies.
There you go. That's always fun.
I think I need like one more from Greater Fate Arc.
See, you can wander around Castle Mistmore now without getting your butt kicked.
In Castle Mistmore.
All over. And there's lots of shinies you could pick up I bet you never had before.
Probably.
And then what shinies you don't use, mm-hmm. you could sell them. And make yourself money. See, there's all sorts of stuff you could do.
Hello, Hobbs. Yeah, god damn, he's loud.
He's way out in the living room. He's complaining about something.
All right, so let's see here. I have some answers from the forums and the posts online and Facebook. Thirstian Bloodhowl says, basically alt work. He hasn't hit 90 on all 12 of his alts and rarely wow. gets bored. You know, again, that requires alting, and I just don't like it. It's just not me. He says he's recently played on a PvP server, and sometimes mentors down, goes to older zones, and joins random groups. That's fine. Let's see. You know what the problem I'm having lately? I'm trying to do the public quests, you know, trying to get my stuff.
Right.
And I get there. It's like, yes, it starts in 20 minutes. And I get there, and there's no one there. I don't know if I'm coming in an odd time, or... And I'm always going on Great Divide 1.
Okay, but which one are you going after?
The ring one.
Really? That's yes. usually the easier one, and a lot more people are over that one.
That's the easier one? I've been getting better drops from it. Either that or I've just been doing more DPS there. And therefore qualifying for the better drops.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't show up until the very last friggin' minute. Mm. They're the last 3 or 4 minutes, lots of people come piling in. Nobody wants to sit around for 20 minutes and wait. So, you know, if you're there ahead of time, just kick back and wait.
Oh,
you
know,
about 5 minutes till, I would say a lot of people start looking for it.
Hmm.
If not, start your own group.
How many people? I mean, technically, I suppose you could do it solo, can't you?
True Flight says he's done it solo.
But you're not going to get crap that way.
Why?
I mean, you're not going to get all that DPS and add to your prize thing, are you?
Of course, you're doing all the damage if you're soloing it.
Oh yeah, that's true. I suppose I could try it, but I doubt it'd last very long.
But I don't think you'll have to. I think you will find that there'll be other people showing up.
Hmm.
You just got to stick around.
I can give it a shot. All right, let's see here.
The one I wouldn't stick around for if it got... I mean, I've been there, and it's been down to the wire and started, and there was like a handful of us there. We just kind of looked at each other and went, think so. Is the Storm Gorge one. That one's a little rough. You know, I could see maybe a group trying to do it. But
or if you're a healer of some kind. I mean, if you can buff the hell out of that captain, is that what it is?
You've got to keep the Marshal alive.
Right, the Marshal. If you can buff the hell out of the Marshal, then you're okay, but...
It takes quite a few people to put buffs on him.
Mm.
To get him up there decently. So I couldn't see doing Storm Gorge with less than one group at least.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. It's supposed to scale.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're pretty nasty.
Well, let's see here. Chedrella says, she was going to be flippant and say, make another alt, which occupies her a little bit. But when she's bored, she interacts with people while basically role-playing. And that's, you know, I try very hard to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of the people I used to role-play with don't play the freaking game anymore. So I, you know, and then now I have to get used to new people. And for me,
that's nothing wrong with that.
No, for me, that's kind of hard.
But there's the excitement. There's something new. There's new people.
Mm-hmm. I actually I shouldn't say friendly. But I was civilly pleasant to scroll up a little bit here because she's in the channel. I can't think of the name right now, but I know she talked earlier. One second. Why the hell can't I find the name? CBI, I believe the name was. I believe it's Sevia. From
the Shadow of Fear.
Yeah, it was she's not there anymore. Okay. No. We were at the Soulfire last night and stuff like that. Well, the Shadow of Fear recently blew up the Knights of Freeport Guild Hall. So
kudos.
You know.
Kudos to them.
Kudos. Although the Shadow of Fear is a Ixar supremacist group.
Ixar supremacist. In other words, Ixars are better.
Ixar is better than everyone and death to everyone else.
Soft skins are going to get squished.
Yes.
Okay.
So, although the Shadow of Fear is a Ixar supremacist group, I can't hate them for blowing up the Knights of Freeport Hall. I really can't. Sorry. There's years of roleplay with the Knights of Freeport. Ah, there she is, Sevia. Years of roleplaying with the Knights of Freeport and just causing me so much turmoil and stuff like that. The only thing I can say is I'm mad that you guys did it before I did.
I heard they talked him into having a troll fart lighting contest.
Oh, God.
And that added to the, you know, blowing up. Well, they put off a lot of gas, you know.
Oh, I know.
You had about 5 or 6 of those guys in there.
Yeah, when they were doing
somebody
that.
Somebody strikes a match, well, guess what?
Yeah, when they were doing that in the RPLFG channel on the Antonia Bale server, you know, they were doing some RP in there concerning the blowing up of the Knights of Freeport Hall. I had cheesed it out selling popcorn to the onlookers.
Popcorn, get your popcorn right here! No better way to... Oh, what the hell did I say? No better way
to celebrate the a large explosion of a guild hall than a nice big bag of popcorn, something like that.
Well, it'd be easy to pop it. You got flames right there.
Oh, I know, right?
So marshmallows, corn dogs, hot dogs, anything else that you need a flame for. Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, so let's see, what else do I have here? Da-da-da-da-da. Lyoko Darkheart, who's an evil little fae. Not an Erisai, but an evil fae. Let's see, boredom, yes. Even I get bored on occasion with EQ2. Went for years without getting bored. Blah, 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 blah. Likes to play on PvP servers and get verbally abused. No, wait. Oh, and verbally abuse people, sorry. let's see here. Decorating and role-playing and usually absorb most of my time, but on occasion you can see a little purple blur that is Lyoko in dungeon hopping. Alright. Let's see. What else we got here? Lenai from the Crushbone server says, raid more! I don't raid. Shaowin Sam, who replied via the official EQ2 forum, say, play Rift. Nice, thanks.
No.
And Elena suggests switching to another character. Well, that's not exactly true. I do have Cheez-It and Doofu.
And you've taken the boys out once in a while.
Every once in a while, but, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know how to play the classes.
You should learn!
It's been so long since I've done anything on them, it's like, how the hell do I play a Guardian when I'm out on Doofu?
Well, just go try.
I'm just button mashing when I'm on him, pretty much.
You won't know until you do it.
What does this do? Oh, damn. Sorry about that, Jeff.
See? You just need to learn. That's all.
Let's see. So that was all the replies I got back. Let's see here.
Have you been doing the aerial races when they have them in
the
Thundering Rages? Steps?
Not my thing. Honestly, it makes me a little dizzy.
Really?
Makes me a little dizzy. I have a hard time controlling it, and then I get frustrated. I take the little aether pod there and start throwing it at gnomes.
You know, if you, you know, I got a gold one and a green one. I want a purple one.
Which one do I have? I think I have the red one. Let's see here.
Well, these are special ones.
I have the red crash pad.
No.
Hang on a second. It. Oh, and the dark crash pad.
No. Hang on a second. I gotta find them. Oh, there's the, disc. They're discs.
And besides, I don't like them. Personally?
Okay, these are the ones that you get for the special ones. The special races.
Special races.
That's a gold one? Oh, come on, Link. Please, Link.
Yay, I won 10 silver. Gold, and someone just linked the purple one.
I want the purple.
You? Purple? Really? Oh, yeah. There's a guy right in front of me on the Antonica Docks with the purple one.
Yeah.
And he's wearing all purple armor.
The purple ones are from the GMs. The green ones are from the guides. The gold ones are from customer service.
See, hon, now you need to come over here and check out this guy on the Antonica Docks called Silent Cord, for the Journeymen of the Overlord. He's AFK right now, and he's got an all-purple outfit, and he's flying a purple disc. That's your kind of outfit.
Well, what should I do? Bang him over the head, steal his clothes, and his disc, and make... Well, you're standing there. You're just as capable.
You're the evil one who moved to Freeport. Evil.
I'm not evil.
I am.
Well, then what am I doing? I'm being evil for you.
I see.
Since every time you try to be evil, everybody goes into a big upheaval.
Yes, but the thing is, Jethro can't be any more evil than he is.
So, I'm not evil.
But, you know, every time I try to change or move, people have a shit fit for some reason. But, you know, make no mistake about it. Okay, I live in, I officially live in Kinos. The guild hall is in Kinos.
It's a ploy.
We're luring you into a false sense of security. One day the Legion of Kitagawa will rise up and burn everything to the ground!
No, not really. But
it's fun.
Actually, like I told Sebia last night, it's like, you know what? I'm almost not. Jethel's almost 900 years old. I'm enjoying a little peace. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're not into adventuring alts, what about crafting alts? I could see you making a little halfling cook.
Hun.
What?
You don't remember my bitching and moaning, getting up to 90 of woodworking? I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, but that's different. It's different now. It doesn't take that long. Totally different now.
Hun, I get to 90 after all the changes.
Yeah, but think of all the roleplay you could do of a little halfer that's a cook and could have his own little restaurant and...
That's it! The angry halfling!
Hello there, how are you?
Have a muffin!
See? There you go! You could play him off. See?
This muffin isn't bad. Needs a few more blueberries, though.
What the hell are you talking about? Eat the fucking muffin!
Exactly, see? Harry.
You could have fun with that. Angry. You know, maybe we could even have him on the show.
Perhaps. I'll think about it. Cheese it as a provisioner.
Well, you've got Cheez-It. He doesn't have a crafting skill. I never gave him that.
No, I actually started Jethel. I actually started Jethel as a tinkerer. But I just started role-playing that he was just blowing up everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's
enough. You could get your tinkering up. Tinkering is extremely useful.
I know. You love your divining rods.
I love my divining rods. I can find shinies anywhere. I have, feign death when I absolutely need it.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, it's come in handy a few times.
Well, I believe it.
I have my tinkered ports that allow me to zip over to Antonica or the Common Lands in a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
I even have a thing to res a person, but so far I've never gotten it to work right.
To res someone?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
But like I said, I've never gotten it to work right. I don't know why, but yeah, well, let me see. Do I got one in my pack right now? Hang on, let me look. No.
Well,
yeah, automatic defibrillator. Here, this is what I got. I've never gotten it to work. I don't know why.
Hmm.
I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, if I'm holding the paddles wrong.
Maybe it simply
not
doesn't
dead
work.
Enough. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you exactly what the problem is. If you're trying to use it on someone who's dead, defibrillators do not restart the heart. Don't listen to what friggin' ER and House and what's that, Grey's Anatomy. Don't listen to anything they have to say.
Yeah, but
a defibrillator does not restart the heart.
Yeah, well, the defibrillator is what I use for feigning death. But the external defibrillator is supposed to resurrect target with 10% health and 50% power. With 10% health and power. There's a 50-50 chance, I guess, it works.
Hmm.
I have never seen it work. Ever.
Are you sure they're at 50%, 10% health and power, though?
It's 10% health and power and a 50% chance it's going to work, I guess. But well, I've never seen it work.
That's not resurrect. How can you resurrect someone if they have 10% health? Oh, okay.
It gives them
10%
health and 10% power.
I misread. Okay.
Yeah.
I caught it as soon as I said it.
No, and there's a 50% chance. But my 50% chances never show up. I have never had it work.
Weird. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe they just hate you.
Well, if Lyra, I tell you what, we'll go kill you, and then I'll try mine on you and see if my 50% actually works this time.
No! Don't kill me.
No, Lyra. She's
okay. Tell you what.
I'll just run her off a cliff. It'll be easy.
I tell you what. Lowkick just logged you. Why don't you kill him?
Lowkick, go die for me so I can resurrect you. But there's all the tinkered mounts and tinkered items and all that. Turkeys. Oh, come on. You'd have fun with a turkey launcher.
Lyra says to test it on Quo. Well, who the hell wants to resurrect him? Exactly. Solara says, no, it might actually work.
I like that.
Oh. Well, you know what? I think we're going to go on a music break.
Okay.
We're going to take a music break. When we come back, we will be playing Kiting Elquin. Of course, it would really help if I actually set up some music. Alrighty, it is now time for Kiting Elquin!
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin. Right here on the Gentle Soloing Show.
Alrighty, Elquin, are you ready?
I guess so.
Alright, here's the rules. We have 10 questions. You're either going to get it right or you don't. It's as simple as that. We've broken it down to as simple as that. And how many questions you get correct? Let's say you get 7 questions correct. The 7th person to send me a tell will get an item from the swag box. I don't know what item yet, but it will be sent. So just one moment here. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If I was organized, I'd be scared.
Scary,
yes. Let me scroll to my questions here. Are you ready?
I guess so.
According to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything?
42.
Correct. On the musical scale, what comes after E, F, G?
E, F, G. G.
Mm-hmm.
H?
Wrong.
Ah!
What was the first TV show to show a toilet?
Brady Bunch?
Wrong. Never saw the toilet in the Brady Bunch.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. According to the Grave Robber, what comes in a little glass vial?
I can't sing without the song.
Well, sing it then.
Xanax?
No, I'm sorry.
Zytran!
Nope, that's not right either.
What?
Sorry. What was Well Hung from the statues of David in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
A speaker?
Correct. Yeah, you got one. I wasn't sure if you were going to get that one.
Zytrate!
Yeah, it's too late.
Right.
Too late.
Lousy on names. Anyway, keep going.
What is the largest wild canine family?
Wild canine family?
Mm-hmm. What is the largest family of wild canines?
Wolf?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I knew you were going to get that one.
Oh, my God!
Who was the child star of Doogie Howser, M.D.?
Neil Patrick Harris?
Correct. In Harry Potter lore, who had a wobbly fake eye?
Mad-Eye Moody?
Correct. In The Lord of the Rings, Gimli offered his help in Rivendell by exclaiming what?
You have my axe!
Correct. And number 10.
This is fun when I can get them right, you know that.
Okay, you're probably not going to get this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What horror movie was partially based on a real-life underground coal fire that's been burning in Centralia, Pennsylvania, since 1962? And it's still burning, by the way.
What's the one that you like? Uh-huh. Silent Hill.
Correct! One, two.
As I read your Facebook.
Hey! My Facebook? God, I posted that link like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, and I remembered it, and I remembered somebody saying that there was some burning.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers. The sixth person to send me a tell right now will get an item from the swag box. Send me a tell! And to make it easier, send me a tell. There we go. Now you can just click on my name and select tell. How many did we get there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next person! The next person to send me a tell! We have a winner! Nidha? I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. N-I-D-H-A from the Antonia Vale server has won an item from the swag box. I don't know what it is yet, but we got to see what's in there still. Nidha, if you would please send me an in-game message with your real mailing address. We'll make sure something goes out to you.
We can send her those cup holders.
What's that?
We can send her the cup holder thingies.
We could. We'll see what's in there. Also, I have to apologize to spiders. I have completely forgot to send out the prize that you won last Saturday. I will do that tomorrow. I promise. So, congratulations to Nidha from the Antonia Bale server. Oh, Nidha. Sorry, Nidha.
Okay, so I missaid.
All right,
Zydrate.
Let's see what you got here. Let's see here. You missed number 2. On the musical scale, what comes after E, F, G? It's A.
You cycle back around.
Right.
Am I a musician?
Or if you want to get really technical, it's F. It would be G sharp. But I was just going with the primary keys. The first television show to show an actual toilet, Leave It to Beaver.
Really?
Yep, Leave It to Beaver. Do you know what television show was the first one to have the husband and wife in bed together?
Wasn't that the Brady Bunch?
No.
Okay, fine.
The Munsters. They were the first ones to have husband and wife in the same bed.
Well, I guess they considered them monsters. And
I suppose. Let's see. Zydrate, of course, comes in a little glass vial. What else did we miss here?
Because all I can think of is it goes up against your anatomy. You know?
Yeah.
And that was it.
Okay. Actually, that was it. That's all you got wrong.
I'm amazed.
So, there we go.
I keep thinking he's going to ask me trick questions.
I'm surprised you got the Silent Hill one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of your favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I haven't even played the game. But I like that, and I like the fact that it was based, the town of Silent Hill was actually based off of Centralia, Pennsylvania.
See, now there is something you could do in-game.
What's that?
That you like decorating. You could recreate some of your favorite horror movies in houses.
There we go. I wonder if I can make Pinhead.
Anything's worth a shot.
Because I love Hellraiser.
I need to put in a suggestion to the Trade Skill people.
Oh, yeah? For what?
Well, we've got patches of grass in mounds and flats.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have sand and squares.
Yes.
But why can't we have mounds of sand?
Well, I suppose it should be easy enough, really. Just...
Well, I had Fallen come over and take a look at my volcano, which finally got done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, hon. I got in there and I started fiddling around trying to figure out how I wanted to show you I wanted it done. And the next thing I know is I'm going, well, I can do this. This is pretty easy. This is coming along. I'll just keep going. And, you know, nothing else can always tear it apart.
Yep.
And the more I
no
went,
problem.
The more it looked like it was fitting. And so I just kept going.
No, good. That's fine. I see how you are. It's all right.
Well, on that, and I haven't used the editor in a while, and it took me a little bit to get used to it again. But anyway, I had him come up and take a look, and, you know, he was giving me ideas about, well, you should, you know, put stuff around the bottom, make it more blend into the, instead of just sitting out in the grass, blah, blah, blah. You know, sand would look really good, you know, and the only sand we've got are squares. And I'm looking at the butterfly and the firefly mounds, the grassy knolls. And I'm thinking, why can't we have something like that but in sand? So you can blend the sand into the rest of the surroundings. You know? So even the... there's even a grassy patch that is feathered, you know?
They have a feathered?
Well, yeah, it's not, it's, there's see-through spots in
it.
Oh,
right, right, okay.
So you can feather it in, see? That was just an idea. I know sand texture is one of the worst ones to work with and make it look like sand.
Well, you know who you can make that suggestion to?
Oh, I know, Domino or somebody like that.
Oh, Domino. You can make that suggestion, Domino. But Kathleen will. Kate, what is it? Kathiel. I'm sorry. We'll be here next week.
Yeah, I could. Or I could just do it, you know, and feedback and say, hey, guys, you know, this wouldn't be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I just received an email from Kathiel, confirming that we are still on for next week.
Good, we don't have to go down there and tie him up and drag him to a microphone.
Drag his ass down here!
No, we don't have to do that. We'll be talking about...
Night of the Dead.
Oh, God, I really, 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 really hope that the maze is still there. And that
it will be. They're not going to get rid of it.
Oh, God, I hope so, because I really, 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 really need hedges, and I'm sure anybody else that has an island house needs hedges, too. There'll be a bunch of us piled out front running it constantly, over and over and over and over, and be able to run through the thing with your eyes closed.
Yep.
3 steps here, kill monster. 3 steps here, kill monster. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I gotta say...
Dropping the coins through that crack a zillion times is going to be very painful.
Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. Did you see Den Mom's write-up?
No, I have to go see it.
They're coming out with a candy corn that can, like, be, like, 20 feet high.
Oh, God.
Why does anyone eat a candy corn that freaking big? No one likes candy corn but me.
I like candy corn.
I like candy corn. Maybe
it's for the mice. I don't know.
God, that thing would feed a family.
Build a candy corn house.
That thing would feed a Rotunga family for a week and a half.
So I'll have to read Den Mom's write-up. And I'm taking 2 days off next week, which happened to be the same time that Night of the Dead starts. Mm-hmm. So I'll get up, have some coffee, and go run the maze. Over and 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 over. Yep.
Over and over.
See, now that's the stuff I do when I get bored. You know, I've got two little alts that I'm going to try and focus on more because I would like to get them up. And one's a food maker, and one's going to be a potion maker. Because these are the two items I am always running out of, and I'm spending a fortune on the broker for. Not that I want to put anybody out of business, but it's just... It breaks my heart to spend that much on food and drink at the higher levels. So, yeah, sorry. I spend enough money putting the Mender's kids through college every time I go out, so.
Yeah.
But, and then poisons, because I use a lot of those. Not as much. You know, I can buy some, you know.
You know, I should probably turn off my my poisons until I actually go out hunting. Instead of just wasting them, you know?
Yeah. But food and drink, I think, would be good.
Alrighty. So, yes.
I'll do that, C-Rest, but that, you know, I always end up forgetting to send the person a towel, and then I run out, and it's like, oh, I gotta hit the broker.
Serest or Fallen. Fallen has an alt that does that is a provisioner.
Feed me Seymour.
Feed me Serest. Feed me.
I think you guys would get tired of feeding me constantly.
What the hell was this about to do?
And I don't know what I want to eat. I just want food I can put in my pack.
In her belly.
That's all. Yeah, Moon Mist is on me already.
Uh-huh. I told you.
I'm always starving. I don't care if it's got stats or anything. I just want something to throw in there that will help me regen and stuff when I'm fighting. That's it. No big deal. Nothing fancy. Just so that when I'm standing around, healing back up, the rest of the group don't look at me and go, you got any food in your thing or not, you know? You're regening real slow.
Yep.
Crap.
Because you need that food.
I don't know. And I'm not going to be the type of person that shows up and goes, anybody got any extra food or drink?
Feed me!
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
Cause if you feed me Seymour, I can grow up big and strong.
Sorry, I had to do that. So wait a minute, I have the karaoke for that.
You like that song too.
I do.
But there, you know, you don't want to start another alt for crafting. You don't want to tinker. Can't talk you into doing Chronomage. I mean, you could have your own collection of mobby dollies.
I want my own collection of mommy dollies.
But they make an excellent decoration for any home. I wish they could grow them bigger. I mean, I wish you could enlarge them, because it'd be really cool. Scare the crap out of people when they show up to your house. Ah! Anyway. It's either that or we need a shrink potion that will make us small, and we make all these little haunted houses, and we put these monsters in it.
Hmm.
See? Like, they would be good for a haunted house or a fae.
There we go. What are there any haunted houses on the leaderboard yet? Let me see here. How the hell would I search?
I don't know. Look for stuff new.
Yeah, newly published. Let's see. Carpenter Showcase. Ooh, a pyramid. I'm going to check out that pyramid.
I wonder if it's... Look at the bricks when you get up there. Go check out the pyramid, and then look at the... Inspect the bricks and see who made them.
Probably you, right?
I just check. Oh, for God's sakes. Moon Mist is saying my mailbox is full. There is absolutely nothing in my mailbox. I don't know what's wrong with my mailbox. If I don't delete every single little piece of email that or in-game mail I get, it says it's full.
Oh, that's weird. Well, they did a good job on this this pyramid here. It's more like a Mayan pyramid.
Yeah.
Let's see. Inspect. Examine. It just says uncommon.
What?
It does not say.
Whose owns the pyramid? A-R-O-K?
No.
No?
Nope, this is Degar.
Huh.
Degar.
And using crude stone blocks.
Yeah.
And sorry, hon, I don't see a name.
Well, somebody had to make them.
Well, I don't know who. It just says crude stone block, uncommon, rent status 100. Sorry. What the hell is this? I've never seen this before. A Grob Tiki is at the top. Yeah, did you see that thing that Sarah said?
Yeah, I just did that. It said it had 50 mails in my email box, but I know it. There was none in there.
Well, now we can try sending you stuff. I've jumped off the side of the pyramid. I'm going down and down. I keep hitting the side because it's a fucking pyramid. Yeah, but it's more of a Mayan pyramid. You know, like you would find in Mexico.
Mexico.
Mexico. Ooh, there's a basement. There's a basement. There's a basement, and there's a tiki! Tiki! I'll link that tiki. It looks kind of cool, actually. It fits for the, it fits. A tiki idol. The tiki! Oh, where is... Oh, there it is. I was going to say, where's the portal pad to get out of here?
There isn't one. You're trapped forever.
No! Damn you, Tiki! All right, let's see here. So what's going on? What else can we talk about here?
Other things to keep you occupied in the game. Have you ever just thrown up looking for group and just went with whoever came along?
God, I hate pickup groups.
Oh, come on. They're interesting once in a while, just for the hell of it.
Hate.
Hell of it?
Hate.
Hell of it?
Hate.
Damn.
Hate pickup groups.
Oh, God.
Then again, I hate organized
groups. You're too
picky.
How about showing up at the docks on Thundering Steps and selling your body?
Selling my body on the shores of Thundering Steps?
Yeah, why not?
Can't even do it in a date auction, you want me to say? No, I don't think so.
God. You put up a sign.
Who went beep, 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 beep?
I don't know. Something down here went beep, 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 beep. It was in the living room somewhere. Is your thing set up to go beep, beep, beep?
No, my phone's up here.
Well, then, I don't know.
I do have an alarm on my phone, but it does go beep, 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 beep.
Maybe the living room's done.
The living room is finally done. About time.
Pop-up thing on it.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you try to cook something at 65 degrees.
Well... Eventually gets done, doesn't it?
It generally doesn't. You know, the food spoils before it cooks.
True.
It's one of the things I love about living in Washington, is it doesn't get too hot. I mean, we didn't even put on the... We never at any point put up the air conditioning this year.
Not this year. We skated by.
We came close. It got uncomfortable a couple of nights. But, yeah, we had no call to put on the AC this year.
I like it.
What about status points? Isn't there anything on the... You saw the dragon I got for 7 million status points.
I actually just gave all my stats to someone.
Well...
The, Well, one of our friends said over their OOC channel that they were out of status to pay the rent on their guild hall, so I went over there and donated a million status points.
Well, it doesn't take long to get more.
But that requires grinding! Grinding! Well,
no, you just go do writs. That's different. That's different than... Grinding is just doing the same monster over and over and over in the same area. Mm. In a writ, you're moving all over the place.
I suppose...
You could do all the ones in Stonebrunt and then jump over to Great Divide and do all those. Mm. You know? And then what about the solo mission? You quit doing that one.
I need gear before I can do that one.
Oh, well...
I haven't been able to do one without dying horribly multiple times.
Okay, well...
Yes, I have been trying to get on the public quest when I have time.
So, another good aspect of doing the missions, it generates money for you.
Missions. Money, money, money.
You know, the creatures, money. They drop money.
I thought you were supposed to get money from me.
Give me money, woman!
No, I'm kidding.
So, there's that. I mean, if you came in and did one run of missions, okay, and maybe went over and hit up the Chrono Mage to see what they were up to, because that's a new thing every day.
You want me to hit on the Chrono Mage?
Yes, hit on the Chrono Mage.
They're not that attractive, hon.
Well, their missions change every day, so it's someplace new. New. Ooh. Every day. At least for a month. That's one of the reasons I love doing them. New place every day to go do something at. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, yeah, I know you hate goals, but go find something on the city merchant that you really like. I mean, you like the dragon I got. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay, well, go work up 7 million status points. It doesn't take that long. It's a lot. It sounds like a lot, but really, it doesn't take that long.
I could possibly do some guild writs. I mean, Urson has actually surpassed me in personal status. Or in guild status, I should say.
See? No Can't reason that to happen. Stay up on top.
Damn you, Urson, and your massive guild donations. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. No, continue! Continue with your massive guild donations.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
No, wait. Gentle likes forest fires.
Keep the copulation down and stuff.
The copulation?
The population, sorry.
You said the copulation. Okay, then.
Yeah, that too.
God, what was that quote I came out with this morning? This afternoon? I got lit out of work early today. Because we had, like, nothing to do. And I'm at the bus stop, and this couple was there, and oh my God, seriously. They were loud, obnoxious, and my quote was, "There's a couple next to me that would make a great advert for birth control. Trojan, not everyone needs to reproduce." Oh, they were horrible.
They were horrible?
They were. They sucked.
No, they were sucking each other.
No.
No?
No. That at least would have been, you know, entertaining. No, it wouldn't have, actually. Forget I said that.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
That's too funny.
So, let's see. We do have a few birthdays to announce. And one death.
Aww.
Birthdays. Tularu, a.k.a. Domini. From the Antonia Vale server, her birthday is coming up. Spindle, the former leader of the Vagabond Knights. his birthday is coming up this week. Guide Crystal the Kindhearted. Birthday is coming up this week. And for you wonderful people, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, happy birthday and congratulations to you guys. You know what I found out recently?
What?
That song, the Happy Birthday to You song, is copyrighted.
Oh, yeah.
It's copyrighted.
We could be in trouble for playing that, right?
We actually could.
So maybe we need to make up our own birthday song. Yeah, tell them why it's illegal, what you read to me about the difference between singing it at home.
Yeah, according to the article I found, the Happy Birthday song is illegal to sing to large groups of people that you don't know. So for family gatherings or a friend's birthday, it's fine. But doing it in a public setting like we are, it's actually illegal. I did not know that. And I don't think anyone actually cares.
So when Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to the President, do you think they had to pay royalties then?
No, because I don't think it was actually copyrighted by the... God, I can't remember what it is. It's like the American Association of Singing Artists or some composers or something like that. I don't think that was done until the 70s.
Rat Finks.
No shit, huh? You know, that's why places like... Outback and those places have their own little birthday song that they sing. They make up their own. Oh, well.
Yeah, now I know why.
Yep, now we know why. But you know,
so we can steal one of theirs?
No, probably not. But I will I will continue doing the birthday trolls until I get a cease and desist order. Or we can make up one of our own.
That was a contest for you.
Yes, make up the new birthday troll song. And you'll get a date with Elgin.
A what?
Well, who the hell wants to have a date with me? You've got boobs, you know, guy.
You can take a gender-changing potion, you can have boobs too.
No, I'm good with that, thanks. Oh, and I was just informed by Cheddarella that Crystal the Kindhearted lives in Seattle.
I did not know that.
But anyway, like I said, we're going to continue doing the birthday trolls until I get a cease and desist order. I don't get paid for this. What do you want? Royalties on nothing?
That's true. Yeah. We don't make any money off of it.
That's right. I mean, royalties were... royalties are really only... payable if it's performed for a profit. So
maybe we're safe then.
So screw ya. That's what I'm saying. Ah, there's a troll waving at me. Don't wave at me.
Well, as long as it's not a female troll, you're okay. Be nice, wave back, whatever.
I just went, ah, a troll! You know, cringe. Ah, didn't like my cringe. Anyway.
You know, trolls are people, too.
Bad people.
So will you try any of the stuff that we've came up with?
Oh, I guess. Well, you know, people have hobbies. I mean, when you get bored, you go play your Facebook games.
Yeah, but I'm talking about stuff in game.
Yeah, I know.
You're always bored with stuff in games.
So bored.
There's lots of things you can do in game. Lots of things. You don't have to go out killing monsters all the time. There's just go exploring. There's lots of places you've never been that you could probably go to now and see all of it and not get in trouble.
Okay,
you know?
I love that name. I love that name with a passion.
What?
Miss and I Von Fluffy Pants.
Miss and I Van Foo.
Von Fluffy Pants. I like it.
And what sort of creature are they?
They ran by too fast for me to see, but I did see the Von Fluffy Pants, and I was able to target them for their first name.
Well, are they humanoid or the cat or?
I think it was a high elf, to be honest, but I can't. I couldn't.
A high elf with fluffy pants?
I don't know.
You can do a slash who all and then put their first name.
Von Fluffy Pants.
Anyway. It's too late. They're off target.
It doesn't matter. You can still do slash who all. Who space all and then their name.
Okay, they're a Kara. Alright.
That would make sense.
Okay, Von Fluffy Pants.
A kitty by the name of Fluffy Pants.
Von Fluffy Pants.
That's another thing you could do.
What?
People watch.
People watch.
Hang out one of the docks and watch the people go by.
That used to be one of my favorite songs until it became creepy. Watching girls go by, me oh my, what a lovely way to spend an afternoon. Watching girls go by is how I spend my time, picking out the ones I want to make love to. Then it just became creepy.
Why was it creepy? It gets creepier after that?
No, probably not. But anyway. Alright, let's see here. So, show's almost over. What else do we have to talk about here? So we have Cathiel coming on next week. We're going to talk about this year's Night of the Dead. He's going to reveal all the tips, the tricks, what's going on, the new gigantic candy that, you know, looks like it would be a nice house for a Rotunga, at least for a few seconds. It's friggin' huge!
I can just see them eating their way through it.
And I do get a kick out of these gliders with their acorns.
Aren't they cute?
Where the hell does he get that acorn from?
Don't know.
He just kind of pulls
it
out of
thin air.
He got it
from somewhere, and he's real protective of it.
He's looking around, like with, you know, with 2-foot-long fangs. I'm going to try to take his acorn. Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyway.
Sarah says, keeps in a chest pouch. They have chest pouches?
I guess so. He's got one in there somewhere.
All this time, I thought it was boobs.
Yeah.
It's a marsupial. Well, marsupials have belly pouches, not chest pouches. That's just
weird. Well, he stuffed it underneath his arm.
It's weird, I tells ya!
So he's got nuts under his arms.
Wow, really?
Well, his right arm.
That's like the alien from Star Trek, The Undiscovered Country. Or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, his genitals were in his knees.
That's right, it was in the knees, that's right. I was thinking the armpits. But
well, above the knees.
Yeah. Which is a very stupid place, actually. Star Trek writers, that was stupid. How is the being supposed to kneel? You can't.
Maybe that's how he has sex.
That was not his knee.
Well, I think it was only on one knee.
Well, that's still fucking stupid.
Anyway.
How so?
Well, why would you come up with an alien character design where the most vulnerable part of his body was in his knee, which means he would never be able to kneel?
Well, maybe when he kneels, that's how he has sex.
And the friggin' Balchinian from Men in Black. Come on, that was just stupid. Balls are on his chin, and he's called a Balchinian? Come on! Really? Although I did like Tony Shalhoub's guy. I can't remember the name. But you, like, blew his head off and it would grow back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
that was
know
cool.
How much that stings? I like that guy. He was kind of cool. Anyway.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Alanis Morissette's career is based on a lie. Talk amongst yourselves.
Jeez.
3.5 minute song, not a damn thing about it was ironic. Anyway. Anyway, it's about that time. Next week, Kay Thiel from Sony Online Entertainment stops by, and we talk about everything that's new and improved and all the old stuff coming back and all that. All the fun stuff. Night of the Dead. So he'll be here on the 11th, and on the 13th, Night of the Dead goes live.
How can it be it's dead, but it'll be alive?
It'll rise from the grave!
It'll be undead.
You know, Jesus is the only guy that ever came back from the fucking dead where people didn't go, "Ah, kill it! Kill it! Drive a stake up his ass!" Okay, anyway.
Jesus was the first zombie, you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
Jesus Christ, vampire! He gave his blood for you, now he wants it back!
I love that one.
Chattarella is sporting the, what was it called? The McNabbin?
McNibbin,
something like that. The kilt and an outfit like that on a girl that actually shows up as a tube top.
Holy crap!
Chattarella, barbarian with gigantic boobs, is in a tube top. My gosh, she's gonna fall out of that and kill someone. But it looks good. It looks good. It's got a little, what is that, feathers or spiky things? Something like that. I'm trying to get a closer look. Yeah, well, I suppose it could be,
She's got spiky things on her boobs?
No, on the shoulders, the shoulder pads.
Oh, well, figuring that if it was, you know, the only thing you'd probably want to get a closer look at it would be the boobs, so.
Boobs? Yeah, you know, guy. Snuggle muffin. Oh, anyway, yeah, my voice is history, so I think we're going to have to call it a night. Well, we could call it an afternoon, but we'd be lying.
It's afternoon somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, baby. All right, that's it for this week's show, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Jethro's Living Wing Show for the 4th of October. Remember, next week, Kay Thiel for Sony Online will be stopping by to give us a skinny on the Night of the Dead celebration this year. Say goodnight, Elkwin.
Goodnight, Elkwin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethro Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.